That's very interesting.
He's a very
good to see you.
He's a very interesting man. You would have to know him. And he has the biggest heart. I'm afraid one of these days he'll just bounce out of his skin. That's how big it is. Like, for example, one day we had a little baby that had to be driven to the hospital in San Antonio. We knew that baby was very, very sick, but we didn't know what his illness was. At that time, I had a very beautiful station wagon. I had just bought the station wagon. I'm sorry about a station wagon because during the 3 years I kept it, it served more as an ambulance than a family car. We always loaned it out for people who couldn't pay ambulance. Well, anyway, we took two of our hired ranch hands and told them to drive the baby and a relative to the hospital in San Antonio. And when they got to the hospital, they were surrounded by policemen and they hauled them off to jail. We had an unlisted number and the ranch hands didn't know our number. And it was at night, so they couldn't get to my husband. Finally, they called my mother and my mother called us and we called the hospital and we told them, how come the men were in jail? And he said, well, haven't you noticed that the baby is so neglected? And we said, why? The baby was just born about 6 hours ago. And they said, it's infested with screwworms. How? We couldn't imagine. We didn't even know the illness of the baby's disease. So my husband asked to talk to someone in the police department, and sure enough, the baby had screwworms all over him, through in his inside, they were coming out through his ears, because the mother had been infested with screwworms before that child was born.
The baby was born
with screwworms. Can you imagine what a horrible case?
Oh.
And then they wouldn't let us drive my car back. It was in quarantine, my car. Can you imagine? My brand new car. And I was real mad at my husband for lending it. And then I was sorry that if I said something, God would punish me. And I felt sorry for the mother. As it turned out, the mother was an alien. And she was not the men's nephew. She was the men's maid. And we always get into stuff like that for helping other people.
But you thought it was the man's nephew?
Yes, we thought it was the man's nephew.
Well, now, screwworms in people, is that common here? I
mean, no, there have been about 3 cases in history. But you must remember this lady came from Mexico.
Is it common there?
I don't know.
But
it was a very horrible case.
That is.
Last week we had a little boy whose appendix burst, and of course we had to drive him to the hospital. As many times as are necessary, my husband does that. He won't do it himself, he'll just send one of our hired help. But he's a big daddy to everybody, so I can't bother him with my problems. My problems I take care of by myself.
Now, tell me about your husband's family. You said they were from...
His father was from Jim Hall County too.
So he was born in Jim Hall County, your father's father, you think?
Yes.
Was that because they had a ranch there or what?
Yes.
And what about his mother? Do you know where she was?
His mother came from Mexico.
Is that common?
Very common, especially in those days.
Well, for instance, if I were to cross the border now and marry a Mexican woman, would she become an American citizen or?
She'd get a visa for the first 5 years. Then if she qualified, she could get citizenship. But you do not become a citizen just by marrying an American man.
But
your children would have dual citizenship, but not the wife.
Well, do a lot of people here, young men date women in Mexico, young girls in Mexico?
Yes.
And vice versa?
No. The boys from here marry Mexican girls. The girls from here never marry Mexican boys for some reason.
Well, if a girl from here married a Mexican boy, would they most likely live there? Or?
If a girl from here married a Mexican boy, she'd bring him over. Remember the case of my grandfather? That's when he died. The people there, that for example, at 10 o'clock you see all of us doing housework. All the ladies in Mexico will be sitting in their front porches visiting. Then like from 7 to 11 they play canasta.